From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A Trump advisor says it's time to change the NATO treaty. A senior advisor to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said his comments about the NATO alliance being obsolete reflect how the world has changed, but should not be interpreted as meaning that it needs to be consigned to history. Anthony Scaramucci, a hedge fund manager who is joining Trump's White House staff as an advisor, told an audience at the World Economic Forum that in Switzerland. He said NATO is working, but there are things about it that need to change, and there are parts of it that are, in the words of Trump, obsolete. Scaramucci tried to smooth some negative remarks made by Mr. Trump about German Chancellor Angela Merkel and protest about the president-elect's apparent support of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
But I can more or less say that he has a tremendous amount of respect for Chancellor Angela Merkel, tremendous amount of respect for her. He has a tremendous amount of respect for President Putin and whatever the issues are that he has to deal with in his own country.
Scaramucci also said the U.S. wanted to have a phenomenal relationship with China. Russian President Vladimir Putin is accusing the outgoing U.S. administration of trying to undermine President-elect Donald Trump by spreading fake allegations. Putin, speaking at a news conference Tuesday, described a dossier on Trump as part of efforts by President Barack Obama administration to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect despite his convincing victory. He said some now want to stage a Maidan in Washington, a reference to the alleged U.S. role in organizing protest in the main square of the Ukrainian capital, which chased the nation's Russia-friendly president from power in 2014. This is VOA News. The Chinese President Xi Jinping is pressing his case for free trade, urging the world to say no to protectionism and warning that no one will emerge as a winner in the trade war. She made the comments Tuesday in the opening address to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, in the first such visit ever by a Chinese head of state to the well-heeled gathering of business and political leaders. She didn't directly mention U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, but did cast China as a standard-bearer of free trade amid concerns in some quarters that the U.S. administration may enact more protectionist measures in trade. Turkish security forces are claiming a breakthrough in their battle against Islamic State with the capture of the chief suspect in the New Year's shooting rampage on an Istanbul nightclub that killed 39 people. In a late-night raid Monday, anti-terrorists seized Abdulkadir Masharipov, a 34-year-old Uzbek, in what is described as a luxurious apartment in the Esenyurt suburb of Istanbul. An Iraqi and three women from Egypt, Senegal, and Somalia also were detained. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters in Ankara the vile terrorist who attacked the place of entertainment on New Year's Eve and led to the loss of so many lives has been captured. The Istanbul government, Vasip Sahin, speaking to reporters Tuesday, said Masharipov had confessed to the attack and that the suspect's fingerprints did match those found in the Istanbul club. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has made it clear the UK will make a clean break from the European Union and leave its single market of some 500 million people. In her most direct remarks since the June 23rd vote, May said Tuesday that Britain must regain control of its laws and borders, even as she called on the bloc to negotiate a free trade agreement that will benefit both sides.
We do not seek to hold on to bits of membership as we leave. No. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union, and my job is to get the right deal for Britain as we do.
May also acknowledged for the first time that Britain's Parliament will be able to vote on the final divorce deal reached between the UK and the European Union. However, she did not address what would happen should there be a vote against the agreement. Ukraine has filed a terrorism case against Russia for the annexation of Crimea and funding separatist groups. The UN's highest court announced that today. Ukraine accused Russia of intervening militarily in Ukraine, financing acts of terrorism, and violating the human rights of millions of Ukraine citizens. That according to the International Court of Justice.
That's the latest world news from VOA.